Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good afternoon, goddesses. This is Valerie Elster, and you're listening to The Goddess Within on Friday, August 10th. Can't believe it's August. It's a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. Hope it's beautiful in your area. I want to welcome you to this week's show, which I'm calling Rediscover Your Feminine Wisdom. And today's show is inspired by the original goddess, Eve. Although I don't know if she's a goddess, but I refer to her as a goddess, and she's really our first link, I feel, to the divine feminine energy. And Eve really brings, belongs, to this group of divine female symbols of wisdom. And the myth of Eve and her consort Adam in the Garden of Eden is very well known, and in the most commonly accepted interpretation of that story, well, as we all know, Eve caused mankind's exile from bliss by her act of reaching for the apple of knowledge. But I was interested, I was reading Joseph Campbell, an author points out that this is really a corruption of an earlier myth. And this goddess's connection with serpents of wisdom and with trees of knowledge goes back long before the story. So I really resonate with that. Rather than, you know, Eve really causing this upheaval. So I think by choosing to understand Eve, and it really inspires us to reach beyond our limited knowledge and grasp for wisdom. And for me, Eve really symbolizes not really disobedience, but instinctive feminine wisdom. So she's my inspiration for this show today. I also have a very special guest on the show, Alana Pratt, intimacy expert for the Ricky Lake Show, author of How to Be and Stay Sexy, among other things. And Alana loves engaging with her community to transform doubt into confidence so that relationships thrive and families flourish. So I'm excited to have her on. And Alana and I will be sharing inspiring stories, tips, and information on helping you to connect to this divine feminine wisdom in your everyday life, which, you know, can be challenging in today's busy world. I know how that is. I have a 3-year-old, so it's even challenging for myself. Also, during the show, I'll be taking callers with questions for readings or also relationship and other advice for Alana. And then at the end of the show, if time permits, we'll be taking additional callers, as I mentioned, for readings. So I invite you to call in or text me now with comments or questions. Looks like we already have a few questions over on Blog Talk Radio chat. You can also send me an email or text on Facebook. And the call-in number for the show is 1-877-296-0345 if you want to call in live. Just a reminder, I will take callers on a first-come basis, so I do hope to get to everyone today. All right, well, I'd like to start off the show with today's goddess message, which, as I mentioned earlier, is inspired by Eve. And the message is, blessings, dear one. The message today is really one of love, and not necessarily the love that you think about for someone else, but it's really about the love that you have for yourself. That's really the first and most important love of all. How others view you is really how you view yourself. So I invite you to fall in love with yourself today and every day. The apple of your garden is love. That has always been my message of truth. And that's from Eve. So that's a really timely message, I feel. And really important because truly, love starts from within us. And then that resonates out to the rest of the world. So that's beautiful. So now to my special guest, Alana Pratt. Welcome, Alana.
Oh, it is wonderful.
So wonderful to have you.
It is wonderful to be here listening to you. You've already lulled me into this sort of, oh, I'm in this other zone, and I've been, like, busy all morning, and then your voice with its pauses, and it's so velvety delicious. I'm like, ooh, I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you very much. So maybe my apple, the Eve-inspired message, that divine apple. I mean, for me, it's sensuous. An apple is very sensuous, biting into an apple and the juice and...
dripping down for sure. I mean, life can be sensuous. That's so much of the message I give being an intimacy expert. And you were saying about falling in love with us, intimacy into me, I see. And when we go deep within and love the the good, the bad, the dark, the light, the, you know, the whole enchilada, everything can be a sensual experience, even when we're uncomfortable, because we choose to fall madly in love with exactly who we are moment to moment.
Oh, it's so important. You know, I feel, and just in some of the past shows, you know, we've talked about women really loving themselves for who they are, regardless, you know, if they don't agree or they don't, if they want to change something. You know, I want to lose weight, I want this, I want that. And that's fine, but as long as you can connect back to that place of love, or really it's that personal power of, regardless of what size I am, I still love myself. I'm still beautiful. I still have a lot to offer. So for me, that's so important with this, you know, with Eve coming in and wanting to really inspire women to look at this.
I think you're onto something here, because for me, feminine wisdom is that sweet spot. So if we can't fall into the depth of our wisdom in this present moment, those things that we say we want, losing weight or making more money or finding him or what have you, quite often they can come from a fearful place, a place of lack, not a place of wisdom. And then we can make choices that actually sabotage ourselves and put ourselves backwards. However, if you can find that sweet spot of falling madly in love with yourself as is right now, divine, delicious diva, look at yourself in the mirror, you know, cellulite and all, stretch marks from the kids and all, and no, I love all of me. That capacity just opens the door to the depth of your feminine wisdom, which for me is more of a sensation than an analytical three-bullet-pointed report. So the body, when you're in your feminine wisdom, is going to be light and expand when it's a yes for you. And that might still be in the direction of losing 10 pounds, but it's going to be from that place of, ooh, to feel that lean and lithe and rising and slinky and sexy. Ooh, that feels good. That's self-love versus get that butt on the Stairmaster for 20 more minutes and don't eat that bagel, which is punishment. And you cut yourself off from the ease with which you can return to your natural weight or attract abundance or that special partner or take the one you have deeper.
Yeah, I think that's so important. So what does feminine wisdom mean to you? I think you mentioned a couple of things, and you might have actually already touched on that. But any additional insight, really, for women to, you know, understand, what does that mean?
I have touched on it a bit, but maybe a visual will take it deeper. I imagine within my body, my body, my heart, my belly, my womb, my pelvis, that there are two thrones, one for a king and one for a queen, because we are the combination of both energies. Quite often, our queen, when we look deep inside, she's not even there. And he's out gallivanting around trying to solve problems, etc. So what I see as the feminine wisdom is that part of us that from her heart, this ball of light comes. And it's an idea, it's inspiration, it's generative, creative energy that she's going to give to her king inside of her, and he'll bow down. And he'll take it and he'll go, I got it. I'm going to go create this in the world. And she smiles. It could be the temptress smile or the devoted queen, all these different flavors of the feminine, whatever it's going to take to inspire him. And he takes that ball of light from her, from the feminine wisdom, into his heart. And off he goes with clarity, with direction, with a real purpose. So he's not spinning. And that combination that can happen within, if we take the time to drop in and really listen, can make our outer life stop all the spinning, whether you have have a 3-year-old like you or a 9-year-old like me, there's going to be challenges.
Yeah.
However, how we choose to respond versus react, to me, begins with tapping first into that feminine wisdom, that light, and then from there, taking action.
Oh, I love that. I was getting chills as you were talking about that, because for me, I've really identified with this queen archetype that you're discussing, and that's become very important for me just this year. Even though I've, you know, worked with the feminine, I've worked with goddesses in the past, just this year, really in January, it just really came full force into my life.
Nice.
And this idea of reclaiming my own power.
Mm, yes.
I'm getting emotional as I'm talking because it's, you know, it's important.
So let's just stay there, because one of the beautiful things about being in a radio show like this is we're not these perfect gurus. We're these vulnerable leaders who share our journeys as well. So what are you what's touching you, or what's moving you right now?
You know, for me, it's really stepping back into my personal power.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my very high intentions is really to inspire others, and both men and women, you know, not just women, but I think the divine feminine, that energy, that power energy, you know, once a woman is there, once she really connects to that,
yeah,
then, you know what, like you said, it empowers men. And I think that's been where we've gotten a rise somewhere in the world, of this imbalance between men and women and the fear. And one of the messages that I received very early on this year was, it's safe to love and be loved. Because how many women do you know, Alana, I'm sorry, I'm renaming you. How many women do you know that don't feel safe to love truly and give of themselves at that very deep level? And how many men, and I know so many, who also don't feel safe to love a woman. And, you know, that for me is everything. And so if I can inspire and empower men and women to really recognize that and step into their divineness, that's,
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And just so you know, about an hour before our call, I had a real meltdown and cry on the living room floor, and I had it out with God and the goddess. So don't you worry. You're in really good company today. I just thank God this isn't a Skype interview, because I don't look so hot. But that's okay. I feel all the way into that place of vulnerability where our power is. And you bring up a really good point about the masculine. I've been coaching women for 15 years, but in the past 3 years, something happened where I just got interviewed, and then this onslaught of like wonderful yet emasculated hearted men came to me for coaching. And what I learned is, just as you said, when the men have been unconscious and chopped our heads off or burned us at the stake, etc., you know, the feminine, as we come into our power and leave our hearts and spin unconsciously in our minds, have emasculated men with our words or our glances, etc. So no one's to blame here. We both have the opportunity to go back inside. But oh my goodness, when a woman can drop into this feminine place that is vulnerable, because it's open, and there is no, you're not in control anymore. And yes, you have choice. So if something doesn't feel good or someone's not honoring of you, you can make a choice. But you're not going to put up the shields first. You're going to put them down first, and you're going to open.
Yeah.
When a woman is grounded in her feminine wisdom and does that, something awakens in a man. And this is something I never knew, Val. Something awakens in a man that another man cannot wake up in him, only with a divine feminine can wake up in him. And it is his nobility. It is his badass, sexy as hell part of him that he wants to serve his queen and no other. And he's been waiting for us women to do that. And so many of us are shrouded in our survival mechanisms and shutdownness and keep it togetherness and keep in controlness and all of that. And it shuts him out, and it shuts us out as well from receiving and giving our own light. So it takes both the masculine and the feminine to be courageous and bold, vulnerable and strong. And if we get hurt, we're going to be okay. We'll get up again and make that next choice again from a deeper place of feminine wisdom to choose even better.
I agree.
Time.
I so agree. As we're chatting, someone in the chat room is saying that she too had a cry for peace, for love, and for light. So thank you for sharing. She said, I had a cry as well. seems to be the norm nowadays, a 45-minute burst of despair. And, you know, for me, I think it really is also the energy that we're in. It is a powerful time of emotional clearing.
Yeah.
So really for everyone out there, men and women, you know, it's okay. It's okay to break down because, you know, crying tears are really healing. And that's an amazing piece. And you said it about vulnerability, and this is something that I actually connected with. And I always saw that as a weakness, and I finally really shifted gears and said, no, that's actually strong. That's one of my strongest assets is my vulnerability. So just that shift in awareness, I think, is so important. If we have a caller in the queue, Lena, do you feel like taking a caller? We'll see what she
has. Oh, that would
be
wonderful. Yes, please.
Okay, great. So Athena, I think, is in the queue. She has a comment and a question. Okay, Athena, are you there?
I am here, and I am for peace, for love, for light. So I'm the one.
Oh, hi. Wonderful. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much. You have a comment and a question.
Well, my comment was what you just said, that, yeah, I keep getting these bursts of emotion. It's like I'll have one day that I'm just totally great, and then the next day I'm just like, whack, I'm sad. I sob, and I let it out, and then I feel better. But when's it end?
Is that the question? When will it end?
When will
you
end? Is that the question?
I don't think it ever ends.
Lana, I don't think it ever ends. You know, we're emotional beings, and emotions, in my mind, tell us where we're at. You know, that is part of intuition. It's a guidance. It's a guidance system as an intuition. And emotions do allow us to say, hey, this is a place, this is something I need to look at. What is it about this emotion that's coming through? And I think that's powerful. It is powerful.
I would agree. I think it takes great courage to actually be authentic. I think it takes great courage to actually tell the truth to yourself, feel the truth, and follow those emotions through to the nugget that's on the other side that wants to be given to you. And it takes courage to make the time to have that cry and to go into the darkness and sit in the fire and see what's on the other side. But the process of that honoring and listening and revealing, it integrates. It's like a part of you that wants to be burst, and it doesn't come from the outside in, it comes from the inside out. And after a good cry, I'd encourage you to say, so what's right about this, or what wants to be birthed in me? And to literally, like a mother would birth a baby, maybe it's greater boundaries, maybe it's greater willingness to risk, maybe it's a softness to let something go, maybe it's more of an invitational energy. I don't know what it is that's going on in your life, but I do know that it's an invitation. And if you could think of yourself like a DNA spiral that's spiraling upwards, right? Like this beautiful vortex of growth. But you come around the bend, and there's that friggin' issue again. And you're like, I thought I dealt with this. But it's the next peel of the onion, the next depth of your feminine wisdom, you know, coming around again. And you'll handle it probably with more grace and ease than before because you've grown. But that doesn't mean that you're quote-unquote there yet. We never get there. And I think we're just these, if you just think of a flower that unfolds and unfolds and unfolds, there's so many petals, so many experiences to have on the planet. And if you go to my site, there's a video on the front that will maybe give you another way to look at this. It's alanapratt.com, and it's the story of when I lost my mom. And then 9 months later, I gave birth to my son. And so if you could imagine drawing a heart with two sides of the heart, one was pain and the other one was bliss. But because I chose to keep my heart open and go with it, go with the feelings, they both come to the tip at the bottom, which is love. And so if you open all the way to the pain, you will touch love. If you open all the way to the bliss, can it really get this good? Can it really be this aesthetic? Oh, my God. If you open to that as well, you'll still hit that same place. And to me, that place is what holds me no matter what occurs circumstantially, no matter what bliss or no matter what pain, I'm always held. And that's what keeps me getting up every day, knowing that there's that source there for me. So I hope you enjoy that video.
Yeah, I will.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
And I'm American living in the Middle East. And I'm in Georgia.
Oh, yes. Hi. You've called in before.
Yep.
You had a question, or do you want a little of? You have a question for me?
Well, if you do you have a
on
message
the goddess side?
You know, I have too many questions.
Okay. Let me see if there's a message. Since we have another caller in the queue, so I want to make sure. Try to get to everybody. I don't get anything for you, but I do get I need to connect with you after the show. So there must be something else.
Oh.
So I will do that. If you want to share your I'll try to get a hold of you through the chat room after the show. How's that?
Okay. Should I just send you a private message? Or?
Yeah, you can send me a private message. Sure. Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks,
wow.
Athena.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. And I think we have another caller. Sharon, I believe, is in the queue.
Yes,
Sharon,
hi.
Are you there? Welcome. Hi. Welcome to Goddess Within.
Thank you.
You're looking for a goddess reading?
I would love one.
Okay. What do you have a question or just in general?
No, I think I'm definitely enjoying the show and all of the wonderful advice and the insights I'm just really eating it up. So any messages maybe for me, any goddesses coming through for the benefit of my, of things that I'm going through right now.
Okay, let me check in. I do
okay.
get, there is a goddess, Athena.
Oh.
Is who I'm picking up, goddess Athena. And she's talking about love, which is really part of, the inspiration for today, or Eve's message. And to really connect with this idea of self-love, as we were saying earlier, this is really where it starts. This is really the beginning of the journey, I guess. So maybe looking within yourself and seeing what might be the barrier that you have put up within yourself. And as Alana was saying, reaching further as a flower and really connecting with what is it that's there? What is this bliss? What is this powerful place? So I'm really feeling that, exploring that idea of self-love would be really important at this time for you.
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. So, wonderful, huh? Self-love. I do want to talk a little bit about your book, Alana, How to Be and Stay Sexy.
Mm.
So any tips, how connecting this to feminine wisdom,
mm-hmm.
if you could share any tips for listeners out there, because we're all so busy, right? We mentioned that earlier on.
Yeah.
And I think for me anyway, the morning is a really powerful time because I do have, at least 20, 30 minutes. So what would you suggest? Any tips that women can easily incorporate into their daily routine?
Well, I think just taking time. This is the main thing.
Taking
time. When I first started to write this book, I was coaching Lisa Gibbons on Dancing with the Stars. I was on
mm-hmm.
her show. And when she got the call to go on the show, all the producers came running in. You've got to do the show. And she started freaking out. And so it was just the moment wasn't first thing in the morning, although she does a practice of going hiking and an evening practice
mm-hmm.
of getting in the bath. It was that. It's like whenever that moment is there for, instead of letting the spinning mind strategically manipulate a situation, to be safe, drop in. And that's what we did right there. And she's shared about, well, I've got three kids, and I've got my Lisa's Place Foundation, and I've got my Guthy Ranker products, and can I really do this? And do I really want to show 52 million people my thighs? I'm almost 50. Like, she just got real. And that's really how to be and stay sexy, is to be, the whole title of my book is attracting the love and attention you deserve, being exactly who
mm-hmm.
you are. So it's never
authentic.
Trying to be enough or prove, right? It's always authentic. So that's our practice.
Yes.
is to drop in, tell the truth. And then from that place, we decided whether doing the show would contribute and add to her life and the lives of others or not. Because that allows her to be in her feminine wisdom and power, to be her sexy, sensual, sophisticated, sultry, sassy self, right?
So
the book is full of those little ways to ask questions and to drop in. And so the main thing would be that without putting down your foot and saying, this is my priority, it feels like a more of a masculine to-do, to put time in, but we need that structure to hold space for us as the masculine does, so we as the feminine can drop in. It doesn't take long. It just needs to be consistent. And by having this book as a reminder, its audio as well, and listening to it in the car, just little five-minute snippets is enough to go, oh, yeah, I know who I am. And then you wake up your radiance, you show up in your authentic truth, and there's an ease and a grace and a deliciousness that permeates your whole life. And I just want people to know that everyone can even have the first chapter for free with a cup of tea or a glass of wine tonight. You just go to howtobeandstaysexy.com. It's a way, a no-risk way for you to see if my work is something that resonates with you.
Oh, wonderful. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the divine masculine, and I mentioned that on the show. And, you know, as women connect more with this feminine wisdom, how can men support them? Hopefully there's a few men out there listening. But, you know, how can men support women as they step into their power? I know men want to be there. So maybe just, you know, if you can share anything that women can share with their men, I think that's important as well.
Yeah, so the work I do with men is gethertosayyes.com, and there's a free report there for men. It's very, very powerful. Mm. And the only thing in the way for men being the present, unwavering, reliable, you know, just the banks of the river for us, is their inability to be that for themselves. If they've got any emasculation, any wounds in their own heart, energetically they can't drop down into their balls and their pelvis and be that warrior, they just know it, right? They can't be that guy. All they do is spin up in their head, and they become hesitant and doubt themselves and become nice guys. So the best thing men can do for women is take care of themselves first. So go get that free report and do your inner work. And then when you show up with her, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for you to not fix us, but see us, hold us, support us, be that space that we can exhale and open as that beautiful flower and shine and invite us forth. That's what we're really looking for. So men, first do your own work and then show up as that for us, knowing you deserve all of our praise and appreciation too for having done your work as well.
That's very important because it really goes back to the king and queen concept. It really is up to each of us. Because, you know, it's 50-50 in any relationship to honor our man as a king, you know, as God. God got us. And vice versa.
Yes, and I just want to add one thing to caution the women, just to really have that relationship you want. If you go into coach mentor energy and quote unquote try to fix him, it just destroys the sexual chemistry and energy, and he starts to feel belittled by you. So it's very important, although it takes tremendous trust, to introduce a wing girl, for lack of a better word, like myself, who does very deep, noble, sacred work with men, because he can't take it from you, even though you're right. He can't hear it from you, and it'll destroy the relationship. So it takes courage, ladies. But if you'd be willing to trust from what you've heard on this interview that I truly believe in women and men, and I'm all about relationships thriving and families flourishing, send him to my site. He will feel embarrassed if you think something's wrong with him. But if you say, oh, I just heard this crazy woman. She's so exciting. I'm going to do her stuff. Why don't you check her out too? And then on his own, he can read my report or do some of my products. That way, on his own, he can show up with the growth that he's had. You will respect him more. He will respect himself more.
Beautiful.
So be willing to be courageous and let him know who I am.
Beautiful. And we just have a minute left, so I want to make sure. And they can go to your website, AlannaPratt.com, and get all of this. Okay.
Well, yes, I would say AlannaPratt.com for everything, men, GetHerToSayYes.com, and women, HowToBeAndStaySexy.com.
Wonderful. Oh, this is so great. Well, we're almost about 30 seconds left, so that's really all the time we have, and you've been listening to the Goddess Within Show with Valerie Elster, and I really want to thank my special guest, Alanna Pratt, for joining me. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Oh, and, I'm so glad we got to be real together. Thank you.
Yeah. perfect. So be sure to tune into my next show, which is on Friday, August 24th. And if you'd like to submit a question or comment, or would like to be a guest on my show, or have an idea for a guest, you can email me at my website, which is ValerieElster.com. Visit me on Facebook or any of the other ways to get a hold of me. Until then, goddesses, have an amazing weekend. Bye-bye.